Finance Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, here to start out the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We're going to be chatting about some companies this hour. We're going to start out with one of my favorites, and that is New Zealand Energy. John Prowse is on the line with me right now. I purchased shares after announcing that I would be doing that on our show quite some time ago, purchased them out of the open market. Really glad that I did. The stock has gone up nicely since then, and I personally look for that as an action that's going to continue. Now, I want to give you a little bit of background, then I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Proust here. In terms of analyst coverage, these guys really have that area very well intact. Credit Suisse has initiated coverage on them on October 5th. Haywood Securities back on April 27th. Mackay Research Capital Corporation back in January. M Partners, and then Stonecap Securities. You don't get research. People claim, a lot of little public companies claim they have a research following, for lack of better terms, but, they're paying for that research. New Zealand Energy has got some coverage that you can't buy. It's coverage that's instigated because the people are truly interested in the company. John, what's going on right now with New Zealand Energy? I know you guys are expanding over there right now.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you, Al, and thanks for having me on your show. New Zealand Energy, we are continuing to expand our land portfolio. We've put out an announcement just yesterday that on the East Coast, and remember there's the Taranaki Basin, which is the West Coast, and that's where all the production comes from, and that's where we've had four successful discoveries in a row with our first four wells. But the East Coast is the unconventional, real blue sky, large picture, large original oil in place number area. And until recently, there's been three active participants in the East Coast. There's been ourselves, and with approximately 1.8 million acres under permits or permits pending that we've got now. And another company, Tag Oil, which has a smaller position, I believe just around 1 million acres, and a third company called Westech. And Westech had been sort of the primary driver, the first company to be there and to acquire a significant land position in the Hawke's Bay area of the East Coast. And fortunately for us, the technical team that we have and that the group that we acquired early on in building New Zealand Energy, when they were a consulting group prior to us bringing them in-house, did all the work for this group, Westech. Mm-hmm. And Westech isn't just any ordinary group. They're a subsidiary of Energy Corporation of America, a very significant private group based in Denver. That's primarily active in the Marcellus Shale in the United States, but that has a real penchant for New Zealand. And so our technical group had done all the technical work over many years for Westech in establishing their presence there and working with Westech to understand the conventional prospectivity on the East Coast. As it turned out, the real prospectivity is in the unconventional space, and that's not a space that Westech particularly focuses on, and they had some other priorities certainly in the United States, and so they felt comfortable enough with us to acquire an 80% stake in their property and to come in as operators and to take the company and the property forward with regard to advancing not only still the conventional side, but really focusing in on the unconventional aspects as well. Quite a large land position, over 260,000 acres. So a very significant land position there.
What exactly are plans specifically for the next 6 months down there, John?
All right. On the East Coast, just to stick with that for a moment, we've drilled three significant core holes on the East Coast to understand the shale properties. We've now done a couple of seismic tests, and our plans are to shoot additional seismic just so we really get the subsurface nailed down, and then to drill our first well in the first half of 2013. So we're very excited about moving ahead aggressively on the East Coast, but we're doing it very carefully with a lot of historical information that we have now with our technical team and some new information that we're going to assemble. On the Taranaki Basin now, we've got our three producing wells, Copper Mokey 1, 2, and 3, that have been producing from natural flowing pressure, and where we've had great returns on those wells, where they paid back the investment in sort of 4 to 6 months and have made substantial returns for us already. And we are now in the process of a 8-well program. So we've drilled our first well of a new 8-well program that's now being drilled, cased, and is being completed now and tested. So we hope to announce on that well in the next couple of weeks. And now we are drilling the second well of that 8-well program. And so it's a hive of activity. Over the next 6 months, we'll certainly complete that 8-well program, and then another acquisition that we announced, we discussed with you a couple of months back now, the significant $42 million acquisition of the midstream assets in the region from Origin Energy, being a gas plant and gas stripping facility, as well as an oil handling facility and water disposal capacities and sales pipelines that actually take our products to market. We're now advancing on that to close that acquisition. And along with that, the land that we acquired, the upstream assets, which were comprised of 4 petroleum licenses, those are being now, we're completing the evaluation of those and are finding some fantastic prospectivity there as well. So we hope that around the end of this month, if not a little bit earlier, to come up with an even more comprehensive plan about how we're going to advance on those new 4 petroleum licenses. So next year we're planning for 2013 to drill at least a well a month, if not more. And we've now added to our complement of personnel at the high level to really give us that guidance and also to fill ourselves out in various areas of expertise. So we've brought in Chris Bush, who has joined us as country manager for New Zealand. And this is a professional country manager that previously was the Origin country manager, the group that we're acquiring our assets from, the midstream assets from, and the petroleum licenses. And he has joined us as of September 24th. And has already made a significant difference in terms of organizing our company for growth. We've also brought in Mike Oakes, who is another very significant individual within the Origin group, and he was their New Zealand asset manager, which meant that he ran all the facilities in New Zealand, and quite frankly, had built their onshore and offshore facilities. So a wealth of experience to lead our midstream operations. We've also bolstered our organization with further technical team in the operations side and further geophysicists. So we're gearing up for growth, Val.
Well, you know, the proof in the pudding with what you're doing is the fact that you became, you entered the arena with New Zealand Energy very, very shortly after you guys went public from just being an exploration/development stage company into being a producer. And I'll tell you, I think that my hat is very definitely on to you on that one. You know, I want to leave everyone with a couple of thoughts. Number one, you know, the resource potential in New Zealand is really, really huge. As the first page of part of New Zealand Energy's website says, New Zealand Energy holds world-class resource potential, or New Zealand holds world-class resource potential with 13 major sedimentary basins. Prospective geology includes a range of sandstone horizons as well as vast shales up to 600 meters thick, you know, and it goes on from there. So that answers the question as to why they are there. Again, I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, do not construe this as investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor, neither is John Proust. I do have to say, again, I own shares in this company, and I consider myself very fortunate to own those shares. Number two, New Zealand Energy is a sponsor on our website. Ladies and gentlemen, you want more information on this company, simply click on their banner. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
I've got another interesting fellow on the line with me right now, Scott Drever. Scott is the president of one of our client companies and also a company that I have bought shares in. And I was very fortunate when I bought the shares. I bought the shares probably 6 or 7 months ago after announcing it on the program. And the share price went up substantially since then, and it's doing pretty well right now. Silvercrest, the company that Scott is running right now, Silvercrest Mines, just is in the process of closing a $30 million financing I wanted to bring that point up, but before we talk about that, because that's just another accolade for this company, and that, you know, you see that the financial community really believes in them. But we've had a number of you folks out there asking about somewhat in-depth reporting on silver producers, and SilverQuest definitely falls into that category. They've got some really good numbers. They're continuing to grow. And I'm going to have Scott tell you all about it right now. You're on, my friend.
Thanks, Al. It's good to be back again. The in terms of production for SilverQuest, at least, we are pretty much on track for our guidance for this year. We're producing at a projected rate of about 35,000 ounces of gold and about 435 to 450,000 ounces of silver. We'll be right on track for the gold production, and we think we're going to come in a little higher on the silver just because the recoveries are coming back a little faster than we are. And as you know, and with all the producers, the critical point or the critical thing at this point is the operating cost that everybody seems to be under pressure on. And we've been able to contain ours quite well. I think we budgeted or projected $8.20 per silver equivalent ounce this year, and right now we're running just under $7 an ounce in operating costs. So given that that the silver price and where we sell our metal is at about anywhere from 30 to 34, depending on what month you look at, we got serious margins there that we're working with.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. In terms, Scott, of room for growing the asset, talk about that a little bit, would you?
Yes, we have. We're underway right now. It's a program to double our production rates, our metal production rates, on an annual basis. Probably this year we'll do about 2.2, maybe 2.4 million ounces of silver equivalent. And we're in the process of putting in a conventional mill. Right now we have an open pit heap leach operation, and we're in the process of putting in a 3,000 ton a day conventional mill. And that will take, and we're shooting to have that on stream by early first quarter of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So about 16 months away. And that'll take our production up to between 4 and 5 million ounces of silver equivalent production per year.
Yeah. I would be very interested in going down and looking at the property in person. That's something we can talk about next year. You know, a question that a lot of people are afraid to ask, but I'm not, because I think I know what the answer is, but you know, there's a lot of trepidation, not a lot, but there's a certain amount of trepidation on the part of investors in putting money into a company that's located in Mexico. I have done a fair amount of research on this topic. I have friends, Dudley Baker is an example, who lives full-time in Mexico. I have a number of companies that I have invested in Mexico, none of which have ever had a problem. What's been your experience in terms of the environment in your area down there?
Well, certainly from we work with a number of levels of government, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
There's state, federal, local, municipal. We've had good cooperation and good response at all of those levels on the things like permitting and things that we have to do. So that's one area that I think is of concern to people. There are some drug related issues that I know when I do my road shows, I get a certain amount of concern expressed about the violence that you see in the drug business. And we have seen nothing in our area that smells of that kind of trouble. So we have no problems there. I think one of the other things that people have concerns about is, some of the local groups, the ejidos and communal landowners that have surface rights have been causing a little, I don't know what you call it, they're looking to get a bigger piece of the pie, as most everybody does these days. And in certain parts of Mexico, that's a little more prevalent than others. But, you know, we're in discussions with our local municipality government and the local all the time. And so far, we've been reasonably happy with the outcomes.
Yeah, you know, to the analogy that I make on that, and I only bring this up because it really is, you know, on the tip of the tongue of any investor, but the analogy that I would bring up is that, you know, it's funny, there's a lot of retail business in areas of New York where you think that people would be afraid to walk. There's a lot of retail business in Blaine, Washington, the town that I live in, and we're not exactly, you know, that's not an absentee issue for us either. So I think that's one really good way to look at it. Now, obviously, the investment community is very much behind you, and that, I think, was in evidence by this $30 million financing. Just elaborate on that a little bit for us, would you?
Yes, we've had really good support all along. You know, the early stages of what we were doing were a little tough, and we did some things in the tough part of the market in 2008, 2009 to get this done. But since then, you know, we've had really good participation at the trading levels, and this $30 million that we were able to do on Friday, that's yet to close. It'll be about 3 weeks before we close it, but it was well oversubscribed, and I think pretty much filled in about an hour and a half from the time they pulled the trigger on it.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of interest in Silvercrest at that level in the financial community. We have generally been a retail-based group, and I think a good portion of this latest funding has gone into the institutional. So we're seeing a shift in our shareholder base, I think, to some more serious and longer, more patient money.
Well, if there's any question about that. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not construe this as being investment advice. As I said, I am not even close to being arm's length in this situation. Kathy and I bought shares in this company out of the open market, up in price, I have to say right now. No guarantee it's going to continue that way, but who knows? Silvercrest is also a sponsor on our website. That means if you want more information on this company, simply click on their banner. Hey, if you happen to be at the Silver Summit over in Spokane next week, week after next, I guess is a better way to put it. Drop by the booth, say hello to Scott Griever and myself. We'd love to chat with you. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only 3 will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the continuing, I guess I have to say, to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know who I am. I know who you are. We have the privilege of having a new guest on the program right now. His name is Patrick Cooney. Patrick is the chairman, CEO, and president of an organization called Jory Capital. They're up in Manitoba. Patrick also does a radio show. I've been on his show a couple of times. Very, very excellent program. A lot of insights on it, etc. It's broadcast locally up in Manitoba. You know, Patrick and I have chatted off the air a little bit about what's going on in Europe, and he brought up the fact that one of his contributors to his website brought out the fact that the IMF is looking for an even worsening of the situation over there, and I have to agree 100%. You know, we have an ultimatum on Greece right now. I think there was a 10-day ultimatum that was given last Tuesday. Basically, the European Union was saying, Greece, you got to shape up right now, or else no more money, etc. I don't know where that's going to go. Hopefully, you know, the Greek people will realize austerity is pretty important. They've been spending more money than they've had for a long time now. But if that's not really unique to Greece, that's also going on. It's all over Spain, Italy, Portugal, etc. I don't think it's a very good situation at all. That's the understatement of this particular Saturday. I think it bodes very, very well, however, for gold. Mr. Cooney, what do you think?
Well, we're concerned about the counterparty risk Europe poses to the U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And our main concern and our main focus has been how the banks and governments have used OTC derivatives to mask their liabilities. And we remember not too long ago, Greece had done a $1 billion debt offering.
Mm-hmm.
And through a currency swap with Goldman Sachs, it vanished from their balance sheet. So we've got roughly $700 trillion off balance sheet today in the world, and global GDP is around $63 trillion, and we're quite concerned about that. The sovereign debt crisis, with Greece, for example, any country that joined the euro, if you look at their funding costs pre-euro, Italy was trading about 450 basis points over where Germany was financing, say, in the 10-year area. And all of a sudden they joined the euro and there's this big material change in their economy. Not, but their funding costs went down dramatically. And primarily the German and French banks lent a lot of money to countries at much lower rates and ignored the critical point of default where they just had too much debt.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, and it's fascinating because on one side of us we have the former Soviet Union, and our neighbors to the south, of course, are the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing is central banks practicing communism because they're intervening in capital markets all over the globe and creating artificial pricing, and they're printing a lot of money to do so. And history tells us when you print a lot of money, you debase the currency. So the story, the argument for gold, I think, today, given the level it's at, is stronger today than it was 5 years ago. And China, there was an article on China last week that they may start to anchor their currency by accelerating gold reserve purchases and beef up their currency by anchoring it to gold. And I guess August 15th, 1971, the States went off the gold standard, and the U.S. became the world reserve currency.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I think people are going to focus on the precious metals, primarily gold. And what we find fascinating from our perspective in Manitoba is the last 2 years, central banks have been buying gold. The previous two decades, they were net sellers. And any time you see a government or a government entity selling their most precious asset at a big discount, you want to know who's buying. And I don't know if you tried to find out in the States, Al, who is buying, but what we've surmised up here in Winnipeg is that the Middle East were buying, China, and some sovereign wealth funds. So the argument for gold remains very, very strong, and we've talked about hard assets off air. I don't know how you can actually go out and buy J.P. Morgan stock today and feel safe about it when Mr. Dimon has $74 trillion off balance sheet in derivatives. So
mm-hmm.
we've got to a point where there's these institutions that are too big to fail, and everybody's kind of drinking the same Kool-Aid. They're being delusional about risk, and they're thinking that they can fool the average investor. And I think one of the more stable currencies over time was the drachma.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasted, I think, about 400 years.
Yeah.
But what happened, like any currency, the court jester would go to the emperor and suggest that he put tin in the silver. And invariably they would, and they thought the peasants were too unsophisticated to notice the difference. Well, prior to the dilution with tin, one coin would buy two goats. Eventually, it ended up buying one goat. So what we have today going on in capital markets on a global basis is all the senior financial people in government and on Wall Street and Bay Street are convincing the average investor that the risk in equities generally is very low. Interest rates are low, but artificially because of the central banks, and that the way to make money long term is to be broadly diversified in a mutual fund or some kind of an index and not have a rifle as opposed to a shotgun. And clearly at Drury Capital, we think now's the time to use a rifle, be very selective about asset classes you own, and seriously consider gold as cheap insurance.
You know, it's interesting that, I mean, I agree with you, of course, 100%. I have, you know, I expand the universe a little bit when I talk from a fundamental standpoint about precious metals to really to include more than just Europe, and I know you do also. You know, a fellow by the name of Bron Sacecki was on the program. He's involved with the Perth Mint. He's been on our show a number of times. Actually, he's a regular contributor to our show, and he feels that one of the main drivers right now is mainland China with the amount of gold that they are that they're importing. Some of my listeners, interestingly enough, Patrick, are not really quite sure that they agree with that because they're not sure that they agree with the numbers that China is publishing. I have a tendency to think that to kind of go against the listeners who feel that way because I think that China is importing. You know, number one, they're the largest gold producer in the world, but secondly, they're importing an awful lot of gold. If I'm not mistaken, they're the largest importer now, and I think the reason they're doing it is because of something that you brought up earlier when you said something to the effect of the world reserve currency. I know that China would like to see the world reserve currency switch over to some type of new asset-based currency. And I personally think that's the reason that they are, at the risk of being simplistic, I think that's the reason that they're buying the dickens out of gold right now. One last question. I had a listener who felt that we're looking at a triple top right now in gold, and he feels the $1,800 level it will be impossible, if not, well, I don't want to say impossible, but very, very difficult to break through. I'm not a technician. You know, triple top stuff like that don't really concern me very much because I don't understand them, but I am a fundamentalist and a pretty damn good fundamentalist, and it just strikes me that for fundamental reasons, I think we're going to cruise through $1,800 an ounce sooner rather than later. What do you think about that?
Well, I couldn't agree more, and I think looking at seasonal plays in the market and looking at technical analysis without ignoring the fundamentals today, because they're so askew, you can't trust government statistics. Here in Canada, we're revising 30 years of economic data because it wasn't done accurately, and then you can't benchmark properly. Like if we're calculating inflation in the States using the 1980 formula, we'd be over 10%. So the case for the reality of the cheap insurance, i.e. gold, is stronger today than it's ever been. And to look at a chart and not understand that people are printing money in a dramatic fashion, both in Europe and in North America, I think it's kind of foolish not to look at gold in a different light and view it as a hard asset class that is a must own.
I have to agree 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to find out more information about Drury Capital, if you want to find out more information about Patrick Cooney, going to make that real easy for you, and that is, as we do with all of our guests, we put their banners up on our favorite sites section on our homepage. Big Al's going to be right back.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economic Report. Got my buddy Jeff Dice with me right now. We got to talk about international affairs. We have to talk a little bit about the role that our government, in our opinions, should take in terms of international affairs. You know, and this was brought to my attention, Matt, by you. Thank you very much for bringing up some interesting things. I'm gonna read a direct quote here from some input that you gave us on the website, Matt, and then I'm gonna turn it over to Jeff. You said that this is regarding the Middle East right now. You said, quote, according to last Thursday's edition of Al Fawad, and it wasn't this past Thursday, it was a Thursday before, during his weekly sermon, Muhammad Badi, the Muslim Brotherhood's supreme guide, confirmed the necessity for every Muslim to strive to save Jerusalem from the hands of the rapists and to cleanse Palestine from the clutches of the occupation, deeming this an individual duty for all Muslims. More specifically, he called on all Muslims to wage jihad with their money and their selves to free Jerusalem, the same exact language one finds in Al-Qaeda's tracts. I got to tell you, both sides have a valid point, you know, and a lot of people would shoot me for saying that, Jeff, but you know what? We need to let those guys work it out themselves. We don't need to have our kids getting killed over there. What do you think?
I agree entirely. When you hear something like this, something incendiary, allegedly by a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, you have to sort of dial back and ask the question, well, what has our foreign policy done to prevent all this radicalization of some Muslims in the Middle East? Well, the answer is it's either done nothing to prevent it, or it's actually intensified and increased and added to it, which is actually the case.
Right.
Especially since 9/11 with our invasion, for lack of a better term, of Iraq and Afghanistan, which is deeply resented among some in the Muslim world. So people who are scandalized by these kind of statements generally say, well, this is a reason why we have to go do more. We have to be more involved in the Middle East to stop these madmen who want to destroy Israel or who want to destroy America. But, you know, that's been our line for a long time, and it's not working. It hasn't worked.
No, it hasn't worked at all. And it's not going to work. It's, you know, I'm reading more and more as we were chatting off the air about recent historical political issues, you know, and it's become very, very obvious to me that with the free will that we were given by God, one of the results from that has been what I would call the man's inhumanity to man mentality. And, you know, it happened during the Second World War. It happened during virtually all of the wars. Now it's happening in the Middle East. And, you know, I have a very good friend who is from Iran, you know, and very, very bright man, very level-headed guy, and his comment is simply, you gotta let them work it out themselves. There is no reason for North Americans to be over there. You know, and a lot of our listeners are gonna take issue with that, and they're gonna say, well, you know, we've gotta protect Israel, or well, we've gotta protect somebody, you know, the other side, or what have you. But, Jeff, I have to ask you a question. A whole bunch of our kids were killed in Iraq. What did we accomplish?
Well, not much other than destabilizing a country, causing all the Christians in Iraq to have to flee, which is a bit of irony for all the fundamentalist Christians in America who supported that war.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got a situation where Al-Qaeda is active in Iraq in a way that they never were prior to our invasion.
Right.
And frankly, you know, it was never the job of American troops or American taxpayers to save Iraqis from Saddam Hussein. And you know, now we're beyond broke, and we've probably added about $3 trillion to the federal debt between Iraq and Afghanistan. So we might be looking at $11 trillion in debt instead of $14 had we not gone into those two countries.
And, you know, one of the direct results that really makes me angry is that Kathy and I are getting involved in an organization over here called Natural Animal Therapy, where animals are utilized to help people get centered, for lack of better terms. And you know what? There are a lot of ex-GIs involved in that program here as patients because, you know what, they got more than just a little screwed up over there. I got to tell you, I don't think that's fair. You know, I asked your boss one time years ago, and this was when we went into Iraq. I said, Congressman, I have a question for you. You know, you go to the meetings, et cetera. You're a player in this game. What are we doing going in there in the first place? And he just started laughing, and he said, Al, he said, you're not very bright, are you? And I said, well, thank you very much, Ron. But he said, it's all about the oil. There is absolutely no other reason. You subscribe to that?
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, clearly that's what got the U.S. and the West generally involved in the Middle East early on in the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
And God help the Islamic world if they didn't have oil, frankly, at this point.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, there's no question about it that American interests have always been tied to oil, and it's just such a tragedy that we don't exploit and refine all the oil we've got, both domestically and offshore right here in America.
I would have to make the statement that the only reason the U.S. is involved in the Middle East, I don't think it's got anything to do with humanitarian reasons. I don't think it's got anything to do with much of anything other than it's a real tough, not tough, but the reality of the situation is we need that oil. And for some reason, and here's a really interesting question, why haven't the U.S. administrations basically over the years, and I'm not just blaming President Obama at this point, you know, I'm going way back. I'm going back to the 70s. Okay, why haven't we really, really made an effort to become totally energy self-sufficient? Why are we messing around with stuff that, sure, ultimately it might work, but, you know, you can't tell me that wind and solar, et cetera, are going to do anything for our society in the near term. We need to exploit the assets that we've already got. Why haven't we done that, Jeff?
Well, I suppose the short answer is the so-called environmental movement, which is really just statism in the cloak of, you know, wanting clean air and clean water. And
mm-hmm.
As we all know, states are the biggest polluters. Public property is always subject to the tragedy of the commons. So it's the best way to manage any kind of resource, of course, is through market forces. This so-called environmental movement, of course, moves us in exactly the opposite direction.
Right.
Towards more state control, and hence we have no idea then how to price assets, you know, whether that's timber on federal parks or oil rights or anything, mineral rights, mining rights, et cetera. You know, obviously we got a long way to go in terms of getting to any kind of free market in energy in America.
Yeah, to me that's a real shame. It just, I have to tell you, Jeff, as our listeners are aware, I don't really like the direction that our country is going in as exemplified by the November elections. I have to tell you, we have numerous comments every single day from people who are saying there's only one guy who had the answer, you know. And that's the guy whose billboard I pass every time I drive from Bellingham up here to our home. The sign basically says, time for a change in 2012, Ron Paul. It's amazing to me that we don't have the common sense from both of the candidates in the upcoming election that the Congressman Paul has truly exhibited, you know, during his attempt to get the nomination or what have you. I got to tell you, man, your boss opened a lot of people's eyes, and an awful lot of our listeners, and we got up to upwards of 165,000 a month, an awful lot of these people are going to write in Congressman Ron Paul, and more than likely what I'm going to do also. I mean, in Washington State, doesn't make any difference. You know, we know that the Democrats are going to get, they're going to get the majority of the votes here in Washington. But, you know, as Kathy says, you've got to be able to look yourself in the mirror in the morning and be proud of what you've done. And I think that's what I and the vast majority of our listeners are going to do. So, you know, what can I say? Your boss had the answers, in my opinion.
Well, thanks, Al. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I would think so. I mean, it's just common sense, for lack of better terms. What's the general tone right now in Washington? Is everybody just concerned? Are the R's and the D's, both sides of the aisle, just concerned with covering their own behinds right now? Or do you see any forward thinking coming out about some of the situations that we discuss?
Well, it's a pretty unsettled time. Congress won't be back in session until after the November election. And then there's a couple of very rapid things that have to be faced. One is the so-called sequestration bill that would go into effect if Congress can't get some budget numbers together. And the second thing is that we've got a bunch of tax provisions that are set to either go into effect from the Obamacare legislation in beginning in January 2013 or old tax provisions that are set to expire January 2013. And those could involve, for instance, increased taxes on payroll for both the employee and employer portion.
Yeah.
And, some capital gains rates, et cetera. So there's the so-called fiscal cliff is looming in January. So it's not a happy time in Washington.
Not a happy time. No.
No. It's a long shot.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Always great to have your input. You have a great rest of the weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.